Blog Talk Radio.
You showed the world that they can't f***ing break us no matter what the hell they do. You know, it gave me a little hope, made me feel a little better, and I just want to say thank you for that, man. That's all.
What's your name?
My name's Larry.
Can I shake your hand, Larry?
You want to shake my hand?
Yeah.
That's a scene from the new film Stronger, starring Jake Gyllenhaal as Jeff Bowman. Jeff Bowman is someone you may not know his name, but you certainly know his image. He was all over newspapers and television a few years ago after the Boston Marathon bombing. There were scenes of him being wheeled away, his legs blown apart, and looking, you know, bloody and dazed. And Jeff became a national symbol of heroism for surviving the incident. But the movie is about the kind of toll, personal toll, that actually took on him. He's just a regular Boston guy, had a job at Costco, had a big family, lots of friends when the incident occurred. And he had a tough time dealing with everybody calling him a hero, when he felt like he was just a guy who was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, I had a chance to spend a few minutes talking with Jake Gyllenhaal and Jeff Bowman about Stronger. And they talked about, you know, the responsibility of telling the story and becoming friends in the process. So here is that interview with Jake Gyllenhaal and Jeff Bowman. I hope you enjoy it.
All right. Thanks a lot, you two, for talking to me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Jeff, you know, while I was watching the movie, I was thinking, you know, writing your story can be therapeutic in a way, right? What's it like to see your story actually depicted in a movie, though? How's that feel?
You know, I'm really proud of the movie, so it feels good. It's, you know, you can see the time and the effort that everyone involved put into it, and it takes a lot to make a movie. I went on set one time, and it was just really overwhelming. It's like 250 people. Tractor trailer trucks. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So it's overwhelming, but I'm just really proud of, you know, what the time and the effort that people poured into it.
Does it make you, you know, kind of re-examine events again in a different
yeah.
way?
Oh, absolutely. I'm saying, like, hindsight's 20/20. I wish I could have made some really better choices. So a lot of, you know, healthier choices, probably
yeah.
dealing with my trauma, a healthier way than going to the Brick House and having beers, and, you know, so, but hindsight's 20/20, you know, it's, everyone has their own path and their journeys, and
mm-hmm.
all that matters that I'm here, right here now, right where I need to be.
Yeah. Jake, how did you first hear about his story? Did you like, know of it beforehand? I mean, we all saw the pictures and stuff like that. But had you really kind of gone into it before the movie?
No, I saw the image of Jeff on that day, and like everyone else, I think I just was sort of shocked and I guess enraged and a lot of feelings, you
yeah.
know. And then I was sent a script, an early draft of, you know, the adaptation of Jeff's book, and surprisingly, I found myself, with the expectation of being moved, but I found myself laughing so much more than I expected. And it was in that moment where I went, who is this guy? I gotta play this guy. I gotta hang out with him. So I really didn't know anything about him until I read that. And then I've spent the past 2 years and some getting to know maybe more than I want to know sometimes.
It's been a hard 2 years.
It sounds like you two got kind of close and chummy. Is that true? It sounds like it just from this little bit I'm getting from you two right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Chummy.
Chummy.
I like that.
Yeah, so you did. So you guys got close. So what was... So being that you guys did get close, does that add an extra layer of responsibility to, you know, to your performance to make it as authentic as possible?
I think the responsibility started before I really knew who he was, and now that I'm, you know him like I do, and we know each other a lot better, I feel even more of a responsibility. But I think we were both in the same boat in a lot of ways.
Mm.
As soon as I jumped in, I think the responsibility became both of ours in that way. You know,
yeah.
How much do we show of what really happened? How honest can we be? If we are very honest, you know, will that show things that, you know, he doesn't want to necessarily, you know, share or hadn't wanted to share? And
right.
And then we knew if we didn't share those things, then we would not be telling the truth. So there was constantly this battle between really respecting the truth and then, you know, making sure that you maintain the respect for the story and for him, and that was what we were always walking through together. And
mm.
and through that process, I think we became closer.
Did you have the input on you know, kind of those decisions? What goes in, what stays out? Did you make your any concerns?
I did work with you know, John Polono, the screenwriter, and
mm-hmm.
and but it was a lot of stuff was in the book too.
Yeah.
So, you know. If they really wanted to put something in, I kind of just, you know, it was them. It was their job to make a good movie and
right.
not my job to do that, thank goodness.
Right.
But, you know, I guess I kind of shut the whole project down.
Yeah.
I got to laugh.
All right. That was my interview with Jake Gyllenhaal and Jeff Bowman. For the new film Stronger, definitely go and check it out. You can read my review over at punchdrunkcritics.com, where you can read all of my reviews for the week, as well as this one. Thanks for tuning in. I will see you next week for a full episode of Cinema Royale. Thanks for joining me.